Welcome to the Integra podcast, where we talk about everything wisdom, wellness, and woo. Today, my guest is functional nutritional therapy practitioner Carrie Ball. Carrie has a very unique background as a certified public accountant prior to becoming a functional nutritional therapy practitioner. While a career in accounting may seem very different from healthcare, both require similar skills. Digging in to uncover the cause of discrepancies and why numbers are out of balance is very similar to investigating the root cause of underlying imbalances in the body. Everything has to be balanced. It takes patience and a lot of detective work. Through Carrie's own health journey, she decided to leave her corporate job to help others restore their health. She has a passion for helping tired, fatigued women restore their energy levels so they can do more than just survive. They can thrive every day. Carrie is also on the board of the Missouri Nutrition Alliance, and this year they are hosting the Show Me Wellness Conference. And as a local Columbia, Missouri resident, Carrie is the chair for this conference. Welcome, Carrie. Thanks for being on the Integra podcast.
Thanks, Heather. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So I really love having my guests share their wellness journey to becoming part of their life purpose. You mentioned your own health journey in your biography and that it was a catalyst for leaving the corporate world. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. Going way back when to how it all started, coming to school, becoming a CPA, we are trained and we know going in that it's going to be a very busy go-go lifestyle. We're going to be on the go, we're going to be traveling, we're going to be working late hours. And early on, it was very much that you're going to climb the corporate ladder. And I had no interest in learning about cooking, preparing my own food. We're going to climb the corporate ladder. We're going to make all this money. I'll be eating out all the time and wanting to. It's all the things that are really, now that I know, the lifestyle is working against, right? Everything going on in my body. But I did that for so many years, for several companies at that higher level. I will tell you, it was, even though I was go, 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 I got into exercise before I had two kids. So I was probably mid-20s when I got into exercise. I realized, oh, well, if I can exercise, I could keep my weight in check.
Right.
Had the mentality that I could out-exercise whatever I put in my mouth, and
Right.
we're taught, right? It's just go
Yes.
beat yourself up at the gym and then go reward yourself. And that works for a period of time, but that doesn't work forever.
Right,
And
exactly.
through, other health symptoms, I mean, acne, exhaustion, digestive issues, you name it. And then, going out to reach out to medical professionals, a lot of the solutions are prescriptions or surgeries. And
Right.
after going through a lot of that, all of that, I'll tell you one of the last ones that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back was I had my gallbladder removed. And
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, that doesn't fix the problems, right?
Right, exactly.
I was still having all these symptoms. I started listening to a it was a young girl at the gym that I was actually teaching classes at the gym at this point. I became a group instructor. And this young girl was so knowledgeable. She had her own little like cafe inside the gym where she prepared healthy meals for people. And she was a college age student, and just talking to her about what was in her meals, the food, where it would come from, I was just shocked and amazed at the she had. And so, I would start buying her prepared meals because, again, I wasn't taking time to make any of my own food.
Right.
Everybody had any of this stuff. And I started noticing a difference in how I would feel when I would eat real food, you know, the meals that she
Right.
prepared. Fast forward, I started working with her in more of a accounting capacity because she needed help with her business. And so started with her, but then kind of, you know, one thing snowballs into another. You start getting into this healthy world, and I started doing accounting for some other small businesses that were in the wellness space on the
Oh,
side. So
okay.
I learned about other avenues of health and wellness. And so I was, you know, could tell a difference in my body as I started down this journey, and could see that, you know, something like what I was eating and putting in my body was having a bigger difference than any amounts of drugs or surgeries or any of the things that the whole world had to offer for me. And so through doing that for several years, I just this passion of wanting to know more and going down all holes. And I decided, you know, I really want to help people in this way. Like, I can help people obviously with their numbers and their businesses and help them save money. And, you know, these are organizations. And while I love this, there's just nothing quite like helping a person get their health back and get their life back. And so I decided to go back to school, figure out, learn more about nutrition, and fast forward, here I am. I as a, you know, functional nutritional therapy practitioner, I feel like I get to help people every day get their life back. And so I really one and what I relate the most to is women that are just so freaking tired and exhausted that they are like, I can't get anything done. And I'm like, I can relate. Like, that's what I tell people is I am here to help the exhausted woman get their energy back so they can get shit done. And that's where I feel like we have so much life to live and we have all these things we need to do.
Yes.
Your body's got to keep up. We need the energy to where we can like do all the things that we're meant to do. And so through my, you know, practice, I've gotten into so many things, but and I work in, I always explain to people functional nutrition, integrative health, holistic health, you know, all these different terms you want to use. Really, it's helping someone understand root cause of what they're are that they're feeling. And so I do so many different things. I run so many different types of functional tests. I do hair tissue mineral analysis. I use blood labs. I do, you know, GI maps, stool tests. Like, the gut is really my baby, just because that's really the root of so many of my health issues. That blood sugar control, I mean, those are two, probably the two biggest things, is digestive blood sugar control that I work on so much with women. But, you know, I always tell everyone when we get started that I am not the practitioner that's just going to run some tests on you and say, here you go, here's some supplements, you're on your way, everything's going to be fine. That doesn't fix the problem, right? We're just band-aiding it, just like, you know, a medication would be band-aiding. Like, yes, supplements can make you feel better for a short period of time. But really, when I see labs, I always tell people what I see on labs is a reflection of that human life behind those lab results.
I love that.
Only way to really help somebody dig in to fix those imbalances in the numbers that you see on lab results is to understand what's causing it. You got to understand their, what's that life like behind those results? And so, you know, we're diving into what is your day like? When are you sleeping? Like, when are you going to sleep? When are you getting up? What are you doing before you go to sleep? What do you do as soon as you get up? We talk about hydration. My clients are like, oh my gosh, I had no idea how complicated hydration could be.
You're right.
You know, like, what are you drinking all day long? What is the quality of that water? Caffeine, what is it? You know, timing of it. Alcohol, what is it? Timing of it. You know, food, what are you eating? What are the compositions of the food you're eating? The timing, exercise, what is it? Timing of it. Like, all these things.
Oh, yeah.
Pooping, are you pooping? Are you not pooping? You know,
Right,
all those things.
exactly.
There's so much to it. And, you know, a lot of times my clients are just like, their jaws drop. Like, they're just like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. But there's just so much that impacts our daily life. And
Yes.
so, and I always tell people too, they always think when they come to me, I'm just going to give them a food plan and it's like, eat your fruits and vegetables. I'm like, yay,
Right.
I do believe in that. But we're going to put together the right foods for your body. And so
Exactly.
working with something like a continuous glucose monitor, we can get really specific for you because you may be eating well. I see people that are eating really well, but they're not eating well for their body, the time
Exactly.
combinations. And so how I work with people, everybody's so individualized because everyone's so different, but I do it in so many different ways that it's really about the person and what their daily life looks like. And so, especially something like a CGM, when someone can see what is going on in their body, during the day, based on what they eat, based on how they exercise, based on that caffeine they had, based on how they slept, it's really eye-opening for them. And they're, I find, more bought in to making changes. Like, oh, okay, now I see. Now I see why that meal I just had. Let's talk about what it was. Maybe it was, not enough fat, or maybe it was too high on this or that. And like,
Right.
accepting that combination of the food, and let's see what happens with your CGM when you do that same meal the same time tomorrow. But like, maybe let's do a little less rice and not as much rice, but more, something else in that meal. And these little tweaks, to help somebody get through their day. And then, like for me, nobody really teaches us about blood sugar.
No.
And I had no idea that what I personally was experiencing when I was in my corporate job, where I could barely keep my eyes open mid-morning, I was like ready just to pass out. I had no idea I was having a blood sugar crash, that I
Right.
nobody like explains these things to you. And helping someone understand what they're feeling in their day and helping them support themselves, that's what I love to do. And it's so empowering when someone can understand how to support themselves because you've taught them how to understand, what their body is telling them. We're not
Right.
taught these symptoms, which are communications from our body, something, giving us information. No one teaches us really how to listen to those and what to do. And so it's just really, I feel like my life is so different than it was like 10 years ago. And, I have people that come back to me today that we've worked together, in the past, because of what you taught me with this and this, I now know how to support my body, and I am in this place now, and I feel this. And that's why I tell people, I'm here to just teach you skills for a lifestyle that you can keep for a lifetime, right? Something like you put all these things in place, learn these lifestyles, these habits, and it's for a lifetime of health. And those are the things that are really impactful to someone's day.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, and it's funny. I'm gonna just touch on a couple points. You were talking about giving people those, tips and tricks for themselves, to see how they can change things. I think we're in such a society where, we take those symptoms for granted, and there's commercials out there about, in a mid-morning slump, try this. All of these things, we're getting all of these messages around us, communication. And what we really need to do is listen to our bodies and utilizing a practitioner such as yourself helps you do that, helps you to get connected to the wisdom of your own body. And I'm saying own because, again, like you talked about, everyone is individual. One diet is not going to work for another person. And we have to realize that just because, keto or, the South Beach diet or whatever it is worked for this person, it might not work for another. And that's why your work with the labs is so impactful because you can look at it, you get it in black and white for people. And are able to give them more bio-individual advice. I love that. I really love that. So, supplements, food is so important. Yeah, and doing those tweaks because it is. And throughout your lives, I'm sure you have people who have come to you and are like, you know what, the lifestyle's working, but I'm feeling like I might have hit the wall. And then they come back, and you probably can help redirect them and guide them and go, oh, wait a second, you're in perimenopause. Hey, we got to look at this differently. We have to treat your body differently because of these factors.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so hard too for people that they feel like they've gone to their doctor, they've run labs, everything's normal, and so having that discussion with them that I look at labs and I'm trained on labs a little differently, that I don't just rely on these big ranges because when you're outside big ranges, you can be diagnosed with a disease, but there's optimal health, right? Like we're only healthy people. And I am trained on labs to use them differently. So, different markers tell me about maybe you're not getting enough protein. Maybe you're not digesting your fats. Maybe, digestion that we need to work on. Let's just assume you're eating the right things. You're getting in protein and fat. Well, then, this is showing me that you're not digesting it. So, we need to work on digestion. It tells me there's so much about blood sugar. I'm just shocked. The way blood sugar is the underlying, blood sugar dysregulation, metabolic health. It's just the underlying root cause of almost like every disease. I am shocked that doctors are not running blood sugar markers and indicators that on like everyone. I don't know how it's not standard. It's crazy. And I will tell you, some doctors, will fight my clients when they want to ask for certain markers to be run. Oh, you're healthy. It's crazy to me how. This is my body and I want this information on my body and I'm going to pay for it, but I'm told I don't need it. And so it's really kind of crazy. I am very lucky that I have some practitioners, other medical doctors that I work with that are very much supportive of lifestyle and understand all these things. And so we have some great partnerships that when they know that this person is coming from working with me and these are the labs they want, they're like, absolutely, we understand where she's going. And so helping people also find the right medical provider too, I think that partnership can be super important. And so I love, doing that too. And it's that education, right? That
It
piece
is.
of when they look at me too, like, how did you get all this information from this blood work? And I'm like, well, my training is a little bit different on how to use it. My training is not disease diagnostic. My training is on let's find the root of the problem and let's fix it. Let's fix what's not working, what's causing these numbers to be out of balance. And, kind of like the accounting world, something's not right. You got to go find it. You got to dig in.
Because you got to find that that one digit out of order, you know. Seriously, it's the same with us. It is. It's that detective work and looking. And it is so interesting how blood sugar can be such a cascade to other stuff. I have my own integrative practitioner, nutritional therapy practitioner that I've worked with in the past. And, like you said, if they run only your blood glucose, and they're still having problems, what's going on? My blood glucose is optimal, but my some other numbers were out of balance. So I was actually, even though I was eating healthy and doing all these things, I was in pre-insulin resistance and looking at it, but the and then her being able to look at those other markers and say, oh, it's because you have underlying infection, you have underlying co Lyme co-infection because you have EBV and this and this and this. And it really was eye-opening to me, even with a background in functional nutrition, to be able to do this. And that was a big catalyst for me to be able to research and really understand it. So, I applaud the work that you do because those tests are really a huge investment in your well-being, and that's so important. And I think, what I love is your Instagram handle is carrie.health.wealth. And it's so important. I think we think about, the cost of these tests, and sometimes they're covered by insurance, sometimes they're not. But these investments in your health are so important. So important. I'm sure you come up against that with your clients.
Yes, for sure. And I think that was the hard part when I started down this journey too, is not understanding why I couldn't like use my insurance for all these types of things. And it's really coming to terms and realizing what insurance is. And also, as I would work with medical providers, in a 15-minute appointment, there's no way they could dig in and find the root cause. There's really no way. The model is not set up for them to do that. And so this is why we see more and more medical providers leaving that insurance model and doing more like, what I do and what others that are like health coaches and nutritionists. I always tell people like, I can't help someone in like a one session.
No.
Like it work in program because periods of time, because that's how someone gets results. It's not from a one-time session appointment. You've got to walk with them and support them as they're making these changes and also adjust as you dig into their life and as you try things. You don't always get it right the first time. There's a lot of trial and error because you don't know how someone's body's going to respond. Well, there's so much work to be done. And I tell people too, like, I've had to come to the realization that insurance is really like sick care. It's just managing the symptoms, right? It's not really what I call health care, like getting your health back. And so that was really hard for me coming from working in companies that I would work with insurance, there to get the employee insurance plans and good rates, coverage and all that. That was the world that I was in. And so getting out of that, it and learning just, the limitations is something that, and I see it with my clients, like talking through that. I do see more and more people realizing the benefits of doing something like a health savings account, like an HSA, putting money aside and the whole accountant in me. I always tell people, if you've got that, that's what you should use to get the tax benefits of working with me. Because that really is a very good app. There's the accountant in the
Exactly.
you need to have choice on your health providers. And so
Exactly.
yes,
Exactly.
it can seem like it's a lot because we're just not used to paying out of pocket for true health care. But I always tell people too, at some point you're gonna have to pay. I mean, if we just keep getting sicker and sicker, your out of pocket costs, even with insurance, are gonna keep going up. So, pay now and let's like fix the problem. Or it just becomes bigger and bigger. And I have that conversation a lot with people that come to me and they're like, well, I'm healthy, except I'm on high blood pressure medication and medication for this and medication for this. And the medications take care of their symptoms. So they don't think that they're not healthy because they don't have those symptoms, right? And they don't think about it as, well, if I stop that medication, what's going to happen? Well, all these problems are going to come back. Okay, so the problems are really still there. And that's, so it's not fixing the problem. And really, the problem is there, still brewing, and it's going to cause more, right? You're going to have a bigger. And so, yeah, I feel like it's a discussion, definitely a discussion that I have a lot. And most people, by the time they come to me, they've gotten to the point, kind of like I was, where they feel like they've exhausted the medical, like everything they can get, the medical, like everything that the medical system has to offer them, and they're wanting a different approach. And so that's really where I'm at is, let's work on this different approach. And you have to be ready for it. You have to have the capacity and the openness, to really put in the work, because the world we live in, I always tell people, it's really like you're going against the grain. Everything in our society is against our health. Right? You've really got to be really focused on health because it's so easy with the way we live to be, it's easier to be unhealthy. It takes
Right.
to be healthy.
And being able to walk hand in hand with you, and as well as a good medical professional, who may be able to help support them as they are getting healthier. Maybe they can trickle down on those medications, but with the help of that medical professional, but it is a constant communication between the three in
100%.
that.
Yep. And that's where finding a medical provider that does believe someone can get off these meds and will help monitor them as they're fixing lifestyle. Some doctors, They believe, nope, you'll need it forever. And so, yes, for sure, helping them find somebody that wants to help them get off and will help them monitor is huge, is really, really important.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, everyone knowing all, all of the people involved, knowing that this is a, like you said, it's really an organic path that has to be taken. It's an organic journey. You're trying things to see if it works, what doesn't work for you. And it does take time. And you're talking about society. Society's such a let's fix it kind of thing. And we have all these influencers out there who are like, yeah, I took this pill and I fixed, everything. My skin's clear and this and this and this. And it's really not about that. It's about this movement of getting back to our natural rhythms and the importance of food and lifestyle, beyond the go, like you felt in the corporate world, and really connecting back to your well-being, first, rather than your well-being being on the back burner. So let's talk more about food and the importance of food. And that leads us kind of into your role as a board member of the Missouri Nutrition Alliance. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're familiar with the Missouri Nutrition Alliance,
Yes.
and the MNA is an organization that of members similar to yourself and me that believe in and have the mission of helping to heal our communities through food education. And so a lot of credentialed nutritionists, people that have been through credentialed programs, are the members of this organization. And then we have lots of members that are also what I call referral partners and community partners, two people like me, which you could refer to me as a nutritionist, health coach, or whatever, type of holistic practitioner. And so that's where we have other, like for example, in the community here, physical therapists, I have, doctors, chiropractors that again believe in the same, or believe in the mission of the MNA that are partners with the MNA, the Missouri Nutrition Alliance. And so, that kind of leads me, I guess, into the conference that the MNA is putting on. The M&A has always had events and
Amazing events. We've done some great retreats.
right, you've been a part of those. Yep.
Yeah.
And a conference is something that has always been talked about, and the M&A has always been a partner with the, and I guess you say partner sponsor, or been involved with the, there was a conference in Columbia called the Como Wellness Conference, and it had gone on for like 7 years, 7 years, I believe, and then ended, I guess, early 2023. The person that was putting it on, just it got to be a lot and was no longer going to put it on. And I had mentioned to the M&A that, like, we're really wanting, we're good at doing events, and we talked about conference, as we look to do this. Because we had looked at doing, we're a statewide organization. We can do events wherever in the state. What about trying to do something like a conference in Columbia to start with? Because the Mid-Missouri community knows health and wellness conferences. And so, kind of where this conference was got its, I guess you could say, motivation, or got its, where it kind of was born from. Obviously with a few tweaks, because we are a Missouri-based organization, and so all of our speakers and workshop presenters are the people that are affiliated and believe in the mission, right, of the Nutrition Alliance. And so I always tell people, I'm not knocking other events or other conferences, but sometimes, events get really big and it's just, everyone wants to be a part of it, as far as like vendors or sponsors, it's pretty much open to someone applying. Or with our conference, we are very particular about what is going to be taught and the content of the speakers and also the people who are there. We wanted to keep it quality over quantity, and we're all about our community, right? Tight-knit community. We want to know each other. We want to know what everyone does, because we're all in this health and wellness space, this holistic health and wellness space together. And sometimes there are businesses that you might kind of scratch your head, like, well, they're at this health and wellness conference, but I'm not really sure if that's really healthy. Everyone kind of has a little bit different, definition.
Perspective.
And so we obviously have our own, and we, our vendors are going to be those that, for example, real food. So Nourish Cafe is one of our co-sponsors. So Nourish Cafe is in Colombia, and they use all, local growers, farmers, producers, in their menu item, their menu. There's no ultra processed foods. It's all real food, real
That's so
ingredients.
good.
Root Cellar is another one of our sponsors, and they, gosh, I can't remember how many growers and producers, farmers that she uses, but she's got subscriptions where, you will get a box every so often, and it's basically like local produce or meat or whatever you sign up for. So she's working with local farmers and, growers. And so, we define food as what I call real food, like it's being grown or produced, and it's in that form. It's not like,
Whole food, yeah.
yes, thank you, whole food. And so, and then as we look at people that are speaking, our medical providers, so for example, I am really excited because one of our partners is an OBGYN that I work with a lot here in Colombia. She's really getting into this, integrative space. And we're gonna take the stage and talk all about women's health. I mean, we're gonna
I
dive
love
into
it.
hormones, menopause. I mean, things like pelvic floor therapy. I mean, like all these things that are applicable to women's health that I just feel like are different than your standard. You go to your doctor, you go to your female doctor, she's really getting into metabolic health, underlying root cause, like we talked about earlier, of a lot of different things that are going on, especially like hormone dysfunction. So I'm excited to have her dig into that. But we have people like her that are going to talk that are thinking differently, right? They're looking for root cause and planting seeds in with the people that they work with on, if you're wanting to fix the problem. Like I can write you a prescription, but if you really want to fix the problem and dig in, there's a lot more that we can, dig into if you're interested. And so we have someone like her. We have a dentist that does biodentistry, biological dentistry, which I'm super excited about. I tell a lot of people I never connected my oral health, dental health, to what was going on inside my body. If I thought back when I was in my early 20s, all the cavities and even a root canal, but that was insightful to like what was going on in my body. I would have, at least thought to like go dig in and figure out like what's causing this. And so I'm really excited, to be planting the seeds on things like that, because that's something that I don't know that most people even think about, like with their dentist and connecting their dentist.
And these people are all partners in the same cause, giving people the opportunity for vibrancy and health and wellness through their different modalities, really. Because if you're looking at it, if we're looking at, food as health, and we're looking at pelvic floor therapy, and OBGYN, and then a biological dentist, it's really creating that foundation of wellness and lifestyle and health. So, yeah, who else, who is the headliner for this event?
So we have several headliners, but I
Okay.
guess you could say that. So we have several medical providers that are going to be up there.
Right.
One of the other ones that I hadn't mentioned yet is that we have an integrative cardiologist that's coming.
Okay, great.
And so I think that's really interesting because he's got a very interesting perspective on heart health and what
Okay.
he's about, not what you would expect to come out of a cardiologist. What I'm really excited about, though, is a lot of these workshop breakouts that are led. We've got things that we're going to dive into, like digestion. How does it work? Where it goes wrong? Blood sugar, metabolic health. Let's really dig in and explain what that is. Because I always have to tell people, it's not just overeating sugar, which is the obvious,
Right.
right? There's so many different reasons why blood sugar gets off. And really diving into that. We're going to dive into pelvic floor therapy. We have a PT that's going to get into that. So I feel like on the main stage, we're going to hit like lots of like overview hot topics. And then we're going to like with the workshops, dig in more. We have someone that's going to talk about water quality.
Great.
We are going to have the obviously food education and cooking demos. And so I'm excited to have someone that's going to use the what's in season, produce, and here's how to prepare.
Yes.
So obviously being Missouri Nutrition Alliance, that's a big part of what we're
Yeah.
doing. We
Coming
love to
back to
teach.
the mission. Yes.
And then, we're going to have someone talk about, because it's a hot topic right now, about peptides, GLP-1,
Yes.
really talking about how that works. And how it can be used as a tool, it's not what people think that they just hear,
Right, 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 right.
mainstream. So we're going to talk, we're really going to dig into that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And it is, it's so important because, I do I've been reading more and more about peptides and seeing all the different ones. It's not just the GLP-1. There's so many different ones, that are available, and how, and I've seen within my own family how the BPC 157 has totally turned around the joint health, these chronic fatigue symptoms that I was seeing in one of my family members, and they're smiling again, and they're not complaining that their joints are hurting. Now they're on a dietary protocol as well, but that is in conjunction with this. And within the month, there is, you see the hope inside of them and the motivation to stick and be compliant, because this has been a almost a game changer for them. So yeah, I love that.
I think too, that's where most people might be surprised to see this being talked about. But I think the thing is, the general public doesn't realize that these peptides have been around for a long time and
Right.
that there are a lot of doctors that have been using them in a different way, for health, the health reasons, health benefits as a tool in the toolkit, like one piece of it.
Right.
The
Right.
hard part is like what's being advertised out to the general
Yes.
public is just a magic pill, and not.
Exactly.
And so, I think it's definitely important that we talk about it so that people know that there is a way, which I like to say there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, with the whole lifestyle piece, as a tool.
Yes.
And then
Yeah.
you're going to do a workshop too.
Yeah. I'll be, within the wellness and lifestyle realm, talking about the importance of our life purpose. Because if we're focusing on just, and it's not just, but, nutrition and lifestyle are, those foundational pieces. But if we're not really tapped into our life purpose and what we really want to do, and are stuck in a job that we hate, or we're not really feeding our, our real purpose, you can feel stuck, and that can stick your wellness.
100%.
And I'm a perfect example of that. I was resisting these gifts that I have, and once I was able to let go of that resistance and really tap into what I'm supposed to, who I'm supposed to be, it shifted. So yeah, so I'm going to be talking about life purpose and human design, and really that m possible missing puzzle piece for people in their wellness and lifestyle journey. So I'm excited
Yep.
to do that with
That
people.
resonates so much with me too, listening to you talk about it. Like, yep. It's something you resist for so long, and then usually once you finally have made that change, you're like, why did I not do this sooner?
Yes, exactly. I know. I look back, even 2, 3 years ago, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Why was I allowed, and excuse me. It's amazing to see the difference. And, when I work with a lot of people, I work with people and we talk about reframing things and, as we're releasing the old conditioning and as I've released the weight of other people's expectations, I've lost weight, and it's because I'm letting go of everybody else's stuff and really tapping into who I am and truly, just riding that path. And I'm not saying that I'm sitting here, doing my path and then going out and eating hamburger and French fries, and a Coke. I'm living it through food and supplementation and but lifestyle and of course life purpose. So yeah, it's important. So I'm so excited about this conference because of this really holistic view that will be presented there. So tell us, when is the Show Me Wellness Conference?
Absolutely. It is November the 2nd, and it's going to be held at the Courtyard Marriott Event Center in
Okay.
Columbia. And
What time is the event? When does it run?
I believe it's 9 to 4.
Okay.
Your ticket will get you access to the whole day, so you can come and go as needed. Some people have certain speakers or workshops they want to get to, and then they got to
Right.
shuttle kids around or whatever.
Yes.
But yeah, come and go as much as needed. And we have an early bird rate that is good in through the 15th. So we have a few more days, only $45 for the ticket, which is
Wow.
crazy.
That's a deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. Regular price is not, I think it's very effective, very cost effective for the amount of education and resources have access to. And so that's really why this has been like a passion project for me. You're mentioning, just a lot of people like the cost to work with practitioners that is out of pocket and to really get your health back. And so trying to bring something to our community where they have access and can learn. That's the goal of these workshops is to give you the actual tools so that you can walk away with pieces that you can implement in a very, very cost-effective manner, is why I'm super excited about this.
Well, and what I love about it also is that it's about community and connection. So, you might be listening to this and think, oh, wow, I do want to find a practitioner. Well, you're going to get to meet practitioners from Missouri that you can work with locally or and really get to know them before you work with them, because that's a big, huge piece of it is the relationship and the rapport. But also and find what works for you, but also get education, and then you can start finding again those practitioners that are best suited for you. And also, if you are a practitioner, this is a great place to connect with like-minded individuals, and learn more. I remember going to, nutrition conferences and coming out of it just amazed and just so nourished and nurtured and well fed in a way. I'm not only the food, but the knowledge that I learned that I could bring to my clients and to those around me. So don't miss out if, there's something for everybody here.
Yeah, and I can't explain to you how much the community has been so helpful to me because as a practitioner, I'm in Colombia. I work with people all over the place, all over. They don't just be locally, but sometimes it can feel like you're on an island by yourself. And finding that community, I can't tell you how many relationships I have built through the Missouri Nutrition Alliance, meeting others that are like-minded. That it's been a door that has opened that has just led to so many other relationships that if I had not been, involved with the Missouri Nutrition Alliance, I don't think it would have happened. And so that the community is the biggest thing that I really like-minded people in a locate getting together in one spot is what really excites me.
No, this is great. So thanks, Carrie, so much for being on the show today. Loved all of our talks. You have such great knowledge and wisdom to share, and I'm so glad you shared about the Show Me Wellness Conference. Everyone, I will have the links to the Missouri Nutrition Alliance, to the Show Me Wellness Conference, as well as Carrie's website, her social media links, so you can find Carrie as well as get your tickets for the conference. And again, Carrie, you said it is through September 15th. There is the early bird pricing for it, but after that, it's still a very reasonable price. So if you're listening on September 22nd, don't worry about it. It's still a great deal. And Nourish Cafe will be there doing food as well, correct?
Yep, we're going to have several, but Nourish Cafe will definitely be there.
So there'll be lots of vendors. So you'll not only get nourished, your body nourished, your mind, your spirit, and your soul will be nourished. So this has been the Integra podcast, where we talk about everything wisdom, wellness, and woo, and provide inspiration for you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, Carrie.
You.